Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, good morning, everybody. This is Jamie from Jamie's Journal. Good morning. You are live. This is a 10 a.m. show on Mondays for the summer. And we are talking about health. July and August, we're talking about health. We're talking about how can you get more healthy? How can you get more healthy? Ways to be healthy. I cannot say it enough. Health is a must. Health is a must. If you don't get nothing else of what I say, health is a must. Well, let us go to the line and see if Dr. Ellen Spann is sitting by her desk waiting. Good morning, Dr. Ellen Spann. Are you there?
I am. Mic check. 1, 2, 3. I'm sitting by. I am on a landline this morning. Yes. And I hear an echo when I'm on a landline. And I am just sitting waiting.
Okay, how are you this morning?
I am awesome, amazing, just looking at the glories of God once again. You know, in my area, he gave us just a little few drops of misty little rain this morning for those plants that need it. So I am just looking at the glories of what he does for us each and every day as the sun is trying to come through. But right now, the rain is winning, at least the misty rain.
Wow. I think over here it's a little more... A little more sunny. I haven't seen any rain yet. Hopefully it won't be. Hopefully it'll be a sunny day like it's been. And it will continue all through the week, hopefully. But what do you have? I want to get your take on health. What do you say about health this morning? What are you doing that pertains to health?
Wow. You know, as I talked about the rain, the thing about health, that's in itself is just a broad statement. But I'm going to zero in right now on when I'm thinking about the rain and thinking about our bodies need water and thinking about the fact that our bodies is even longing for the various herbs and spices that the earth provides for us. So today I'm going to focus in on, because I had someone to talk about their gout. And the thing about it is that they owned it like it belonged to them, because they literally said, you know, my gout is acting up on me again, and I can't wear my shoe properly, and I can barely walk. And gout in itself, as far as health is concerned, is a signal. So I want people to understand that gout is a signal to say to you, dun, 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 you have too much acid in your body. Dun, dun, dun. You are inflamed. So that's what it's saying to you. So it's a signal. It's not like it's just a sickness that has to sit there and you can't do anything about it. Gout is one of the things that you can do something about. You can take out those things that will cause your body to be inflamed. And one of the things that you can use, and Jamie, you are one that provides this as well, is green tea. If people have green tea, they don't realize that the agents in the green tea can help fight off any inflammatories or the being inflamed, all that acid and stuff that they have in their bodies. Green tea, as far as health is concerned, it can help that. So I'm on a gout thing this morning, talking about inflammation in our bodies and how to rid ourselves of it. So that's where I am this morning. I mean, if they have olive oil, they can use that. If they must kind of fry stuff, they can use that to kind of saute. You know what I'm saying? Instead of the normal fried stuff, they can use that to kind of more like saute, not even fry it. You know, so that's where I am. I hear the feedback from my voice. So back to you, Jamie. Back to you this morning. But that's where
that's
I am.
That's okay. That's okay. And it's good. And see, this is good, ladies and gentlemen, just to ask her, what is she thinking about with health, and what is she doing? Because we really don't pay much attention to it until something comes. And that's one thing about me. You know, I didn't pay much attention until things started to get worse, and I was like, oh, my God, what am I going to do? But there are, you know, there are ways to deal with it, but we just don't want to deal with it. You know, I think it was last night, I had my air on, and I don't know, my tooth is starting to hurt, and I'm like, okay, why is my tooth hurting? I'm thinking my business has toothpaste, and I usually use theirs, you know, I always use my business stuff before I use anybody else's, but I recently changed the toothpaste, and I was like, wow, you know, I have a little sore just from using other toothpaste, and I was like, what's going on with that, you know, but again, you know, we don't think, what's more healthier, the toothpaste that we use on a daily basis, or the toothpaste that is really healthy for you, that you can put in your mouth that doesn't have any poisoning or anything on it. I don't know if you ever saw, Arlene, on your toothpaste when you go home, look on your toothpaste and it says something about don't put it in your mouth. And I haven't recently looked on this one, but normally I use my business, you know, stuff because it's just more healthier. You know, and we are talking about health, you know, and I didn't realize it until I was like, what's going on with my tooth? Why is my tooth hurting? I was like, wow, is it because of the air? Is it because of this, because of that? It's just because I changed my daggone toothpaste. So I gotta get more toothpaste from my business. But, you know, we don't think. We just don't think today, Arlene. We just don't think. Well, why? And a lot of people have the inflammation and the acid in our system, but we don't think. We just don't think. We just don't think, well, should I eat this? Should I drink that? Should I do this? Should I do that? I just started since January, I believe, getting up, drinking at least 2, maybe 3 cups of water before I eat a meal.
Mm-hmm.
I just started doing that. I just started beginning to just drink more healthy instead of just getting up and eating or saying, I'm not hungry. Drink something more healthy. Do something healthier. I mean, of course, after you drink 2 or 3 glasses of water, you're not going to be excited to eat. But a lot of times I force myself to eat because you got to eat. You got to eat some kind of a breakfast. At least if it's a little, I don't know, chicken or blueberries or something, you got to eat something. But, a lot of times we don't realize it can even be not only our bodies, but it can be our teeth.
Mm-hmm.
And it's weird. Like I said, you know, I just changed my toothpaste. I didn't think it was that much of a problem. But now I'm starting to think about it. Like, I need to order something that is more healthier. Because we always go in the store and we buy, I have the Arm & Hammer, the Advanced White. And it says on the back, warning, keep out of children ages 6 years of age. It says don't swallow. It says supervise children as necessary. It has all these ingredients on the back of the toothpaste, and then we wonder why, oh my God, why am I mm-hmm. sick? Why did I swallow my toothpaste? What just happened? I didn't even think about getting into this today, but we got to think more healthier. What is the healthier choice? To get up every day and to use something that's not healthy and run out the door and say, I'm just going to drink some coffee, or to be more healthy? Now, this is day one of health, and I know, Arlene, you're always dealing with somebody with health, either with your your issues, the things you go through, not your issues, because it's not your issue anymore. You know, you've overcame the health of eating, but I know on an everyday basis you make those healthier choices pertaining to breakfast, lunch, and dinner, correct?
And I'm still working on it. I mean, even though, even though I have come up with a system, even though I utilize that system, I want people to know that each day there are choices to be made. And I was listening to you talk about the toothpaste, and that made me think, wow, that is something that I've talked to people about, even in our mouths where we've gotten the metals of old that are in there with the mercury and how the mercury seeps into our body and how the aluminum that now they put into the toothpaste, as you were talking about that, and how those things go into your brain, because you remember your mouth is close to your brain. So we are putting those things into our bodies, and then we're causing our brain to have those toxins in there. But another thing, once again, the wonders of pure green tea, it has the capabilities of going in there even when you're dealing with your dental. And I learned this too late. I've lost numerous teeth and my whole frontals as a result of the diabetes and things like that and the acid that was in my body and the sugar and the sodas and all of that stuff that I had in my body, there was a lot of acid. And so I've lost numerous teeth had I been educated and known back then what I know now about what I was doing to my body, then I would have done things differently. I didn't understand about even something as simple as when you're brushing your teeth to also brush your tongue. I mean, you know, it's simple things. It's things that when you're talking about the toothpaste, not only just using the toothpaste, but dental floss. It's a lot of things about health. When we're talking about it, we can go and dig in deep and understand that we don't realize the things that we're doing to our bodies daily. And, you know, when I think about what the first step I took in the sugar thing was, I switched from regular white sugar that was very harmful to my teeth and started off first with stevia. While it was not palatable for me, while the taste was not always what I wanted in that stevia, I knew that what it was doing to my body was better than what I was doing before. So when you start talking, and again, we hold on to inflammation in our bodies even through our teeth. So, you know, there's a lot of things when we're talking about health. Like I said, health is broad, but we can zero in. And like I said this morning, as far as your teeth is concerned, and even with gout, when we don't brush our teeth properly and do what we need to do, we're holding on to those acids in our bodies that's causing and wreaking havoc in our bodies. And we need to begin to put in things that's going to be fighting agents, that's going to go in there, and that's going to help us to eliminate the toxins, because we have toxins in our body. And so that's what we need to be fighting off. And I've learned this. This is not stuff, Jamie, that I already knew. It's stuff that along the way I learned. And what we're doing this morning is hashtag asking everyone to make healthier choices. So our hashtag would simply be make healthier choices. That's all we're asking you to do. When it's concerning your health, hashtag make healthier choices. Back to you, Jamie.
Awesome. Yes, that's true. That's so true, you know. And it goes down to what do you put in your mouth in the morning? You know, get your journals out and write that down. What do I put in my mouth starting in the morning? Do I brush my teeth first? Do I go and drink some water first? You know, it's a daily routine, but we don't think. You know, we don't think, oh, I got this big headache. What am I taking differently? You know, recently I said to you guys that I recently went to the doctors and the doctors are talking all, you know, the doctors today, they always talk down to you, you know. They always talk like, oh, my God, this is such an emergency. You got to do this. You got to do that. You got to go here. You got to go there because you have this, you have that. You know, they talk down to you so you'll do it, and then all of a sudden, when you do it, then they're like, no, you can't do that. You know, so there's all these can'ts, and you're like, but I found a healthier way, and you're still, John, you know, you're still knocking me down with a healthier choice. You know, a lot of us today, we don't ask the doctor, okay, what's a healthier choice? You know, instead of sending me to a class, instead of sending me to some crazy knockoff thing, you know, where you don't really understand what are some healthier choices? What can I do that's healthier? That's the question of the day, you know. What can I do that's healthier? And the doctors don't realize there are healthier choices. Mm-hmm. You don't have to talk down to me like I'm some, you know, hypocrite off the street that I'm, you know, that I don't understand what health is, you know. But a lot of times we need to go to different doctors to figure out what is what. And you're right, green tea does a lot of things, and I never thought that it does so much, you know, because now that it's summertime, a lot of times I don't drink a lot of green tea. I drink iced tea, which is wrong, with a lot of sugar. And, you know, I admit, you know, my dad likes iced tea, sugar tea, which is iced tea, you know. So it's the Lipton, you know. It's never, you know, the green tea and all this other stuff. So I got to get back into also drinking, and I do. I have green tea sitting on my dresser. I keep it in my room to remind myself to drink it, but a lot of times I'm so busy running, I don't have that time. But still, you know, you got to make time to make a healthier choice. I drink water all through the day, but a lot of times I'm tired of water by the end of the night, so I'll drink my coffee, which, it's still sugar in it. You know, if I drink my tea, I think sometimes it's a lot more healthier. So it's just, we got to begin, and we don't think. We just don't think. From day to night, what is a healthier choice? And I tell my mom about, because I did, I Googled green tea, and I told my mom, it helps with your teeth, it helps with your immune system, it helps with a lot of stuff. But we just don't think. Instead of drinking water with lemon, which is good, we can have flavored tea. We can have green tea. You know, I don't know if you still have your, what, 5-6 cups of green tea a day?
Wow. You know, and it's funny you would say that because even now this morning I had green tea. And see, I do. I try. Maybe now I've lessened it. But understanding the factors, and like I said, I had a lot, having to have a lot of dental work, I learned a lot about green tea. That was the thing. And understanding how it even helps with, you know, fighting plaque. It's just a lot that I learned that I didn't know. And so I drink as much as, but when I say green tea, I want people to understand there's a pure green tea and then there's a green tea. So all green teas are not created equal. That's the first thing I'm going to say is that, you know, like all coffees are not created equal, all green teas are not created equal. So I want people to know that you want to get things as pure and organic as possible. Anything in its purest form is what your body will recognize best. So when you are hashtagging this morning about your better choices, you know, you want to be sure that you choose wisely what you're going to put in your mouth. Because remember, your mouth takes everything that you put in it and it goes through, it starts the process, even with your saliva, what it's going to do to the rest of your body. So choose wiser choices when you're getting that green tea. Preferably any form of herbal, organic green tea is good. Not always the ones that you find in the dollar store, because I know people go straight to the dollar store and grab up stuff because it's $1, but that lets you know that probably it's not the best of the best, and you want to consume the best of the best. Back to you, Jen.
That's true. What, you know, and really what we should do is, you know, have a list of, you know, healthy stuff that we can drink during the day. Maybe that's something that we can talk about too, because a lot of times I get tired of drinking water, you know. And a lot of times I'll drink my water with lemon, with my vitamins that I take, but, you know, still it's hot out, so me, I'm usually either drinking something iced, or I just look at it like, and I know I should be drinking it. I know I should be. But then, you know, when I add the stevia and the honey, I gotta, again, you know, with diabetes, you gotta watch the intake, you know, especially with fruit. You know, I'm trying to get off of, you know, because in the morning a lot of times I'll just eat fruit. But, you know, I've always learned, and I'm still learning, that when you eat fruit, you can't eat a whole bunch, because my mom loves watermelon. My mama loves watermelon. My mom will eat like a bowl, maybe two of watermelon. But I remind her mom that's a lot of sugar. And then she wonders why her things are so loose. And I'm like, because you just ate all that sugar. One of the things that I learned in the class is you can only have a certain amount of sugars during the day. And you cannot have a lot. So when I drink my water and tea and coffee, a lot of times I just don't put anything in it. Now, the latte is good with no sugar. The mocha is good with no sugar, and sometimes I'll mix it, you know, just to get the chocolate craving away, because I love chocolate. And a lot of times I'll just knock off certain things. But it's very, very important, ladies and gentlemen. Organic is the best way. Organic is the best way. And it's healthier, you know. And you're right. The dollar store stuff is not as good as a good cup of green tea that is organic. You know, my green tea, I really sometimes don't have to put anything in it. Amazing, right? I don't have to put anything in it. All that I do is pour it. You know, and people loved it when it was cold. All you got to do is put the tea bags in some hot water, let it sit overnight, and, you know, you have a natural health of tea, iced tea. But people don't realize that. So what are some ways and what are some things, I mean, real quick, that we can drink that's more healthier? Maybe we can do a short little list before we go.
Okay, so one of the things, we already said the green tea, but the watermelon, if you can drink at least a cup of that, because there are some important things in watermelon. When you said that, you made me think about it. Watermelon helps prevent cancers. So you want to drink that when all pot will eat the watermelon, but if you have put it in a juice form, then, of course, you can drink it in a juice form. And then the other thing, too, is if you have any form of coconut, like coconut water or something like that, because coconut is good for you as well. So that's another thing that you want to – yeah, coconut. I mean, even when you're brushing your teeth, you can use the coconut – you can use coconut oil. You can use peppermint teas, because those, again, the purest form, because the peppermint tea – as far as our oral health is concerned, it helps us halitosis. So if you ever thought about this, and something that I didn't know before, and this is a food like parsley. When you go to the restaurant, they always give you that little tiny piece of parsley on your plate, right? And there's a purpose for that. Most people shun it, throw it away, kick it to the side or whatever, but that's there with a purpose. So when you see that little green leafy thing that they put on the side called parsley, that's beneficial for your oral health. And what that does is helps clean your palate, but not only does it do that, Jamie, it also helps and aids in the fact that now you're helping to not have halitosis as well after you've just eaten. So if you chew that, it will help you, because in there, something that our body needs is that green leafy, that green stuff, which is something called chlorophyll. And another day we can talk about that. But we can take that, and we can take that, and even if we boil it, that in itself can be turned into a herbal liquid that we can use to drink as well. But we can talk about that, some other time, because I know our time is almost up. But the green tea, they can drink aloe vera, they can drink the coconut water, and those things will help with their bodies as well. Back to you, Jamie.
Awesome. And that's, I think, about it. I mean, you could drink smoothies as well, but, that's a whole different... That's a whole different subject, and we got like 1 minute left. So maybe next week we'll talk about the chlorophyll, and then the following week we'll talk about all different kinds of smoothies without sugar. If I get any time, then I will do a Tuesday show if I can. But today I just wanted to let you guys know that there is healthy choices out here. We just got to think. We got to think before we do something that is just not healthy. That is just not healthy. So, Arlene, how can we get in touch with you and your books and products or services today?
Okay, get in touch with me at www.arlenespansweats.com. That's www.arlenespansweats.com. Back to you, Jane.
Awesome. And ladies and gentlemen, I want you to go out today, and I want to put out a challenge still to go out there and be more healthy. There is nothing more to life than being healthy. You know, you sit there, you're taking all these pills, but you got to begin to be more healthy. It's work. It's work. It's progress. But you got to begin to be more healthy. You can reach me at jamiesjournal@gmail.com, jamiesjournal@gmail.com. And it's a must, ladies and gentlemen, that you take action. We're not just doing it just to do it. We're not masterminding every single Monday, Tuesday, just for you to listen. We're masterminding on health so you can go out there and take some action and make a healthier choice. So I want to thank you for joining me for Jamie's Journal, and take action today. God bless your Monday, your Miracle Monday, and we will chat again on Jamie's Journal.
90 seconds.